Hello, I'm Ish Rostami, and I'm gonna to answer the questions for aging. Number one, what are some of the benefits of getting older? You know, when you get older, your power of thinking would be improved, and from there your decisions are better, and your thinking would improve, you know. Your decisions would improve, your level of decisions would improve, and you would take good decisions and better decisions that when you were younger. And of course, you have you are very experienced, you know, and this is the benefit of getting older. There are lots of benefits, but I don't want to talk about them. Because my audio would be too long. Two, do you think humans will ever be able to stop aging? I think even if humans would be able to stop aging, would reach the technology for being young forever. Some people, after years of being young, would want to be old. The people, after years of being young, they automatically want to be old, because the age you are older is a part of your life, so you want to see the part of your life. And I think after years of being younger, for example, after 200 years of being young, the people would think that it's enough to be young, you know. They should be older to experience that, because that is a part of your life, and you should experience that. So after that, some people decide to die, and some people decide to live. And that's it. So humans would not to be young for the whole of their life, and they of course wanted to be older and experience that situation, because it is exciting too. Three, is aging more difficult for men or women? Why? I think it's not different, and for both men or women, it's the same. For both of them, it's a bit difficult for them. Four, are older people actually wiser? You know, we have some factors to be wiser, and one of them is to have the knowledge of the time. You know, your mind, your knowledge should be update. Your thinking and your way of thinking should be power, your attitude. And of course, you should be experienced, so you are wiser. So in my opinion, if So in my opinion, the older people are always wiser. But if they want to be really wiser, you know, if they want to be really wiser, they should learn and get the knowledge of the time, today's knowledge, and they should update their minds, their attitudes, their knowledge to, you know, understand their, to understand young people's mind, for example, and to become really wiser and to help the young people much better, much more better. 5. How long do you want to live? I calculated when I was thinking about these questions before I record my voice, and I found that 300 years or more is enough for me, because I want to reach all of my goals in the future. For example, being an engineer and work at NASA, or work at BMW company, Siemens, Mercedes-Benz, and maybe I want to be an engineer to build exciting buildings and very big buildings, because I love that. I have talked about it before in the discussion challenge, and that the subject was work. Yeah. In work discussion challenge, favorite jobs that I want to have them in the future. So I should reach any kind of my jobs, and I should become success and that, at that, and then I should become a tourist and travel all around the world because I love it. And after that, I just want to play sand tour and take pictures from the nature. So it's enough for me. And if I die at that time, I would not be sad, because I have died. 6. How are older people viewed in your country? You know, I don't know why. In Iran, we have a rule. For your whole life, this is the plan for an Iranian person's life. Number 1, ending school, finishing school. Number 2, finishing college or university and get a diploma, get a license, for example, and or get a PhD. Even some people are going to get that level of PhD, and I don't know why. And of course they don't know why. They also don't know why. Number 3, to got married. Number 4, to have children. Number 5, to finish ending for government. Number 6, to marry their children. And number 7, to die. I don't know why, because I think it's because of older people, I mean, after the age of 55, don't have any plan for the future. And because of that, They are almost sick and nearly dead after their retirement. I think I use the retirement correct in a certain sense. And after they finish ending for government or finish their work, each kind of work, they don't have any plan except for looking for very little problems in their body and going to MRI, any kind of scan of their body, and found a problem and say, look, I'm sick and I would die. I'm nearly dead. So why? I don't know. Maybe they are depressed. I don't know why. And older people are almost sick in my body and are almost nearly die. Almost nearly dead. In my country, and I talked about it, in my opinion. 7. How well do you relate to people who are 5 years younger than you? How about 10 years younger? You know, I'm 16, and 5 years younger than me means who are 11 years old. And 10 years younger than me means who are 6 years old today. So I have experienced this periods of time, my childhood, and I know, and I can guess that how they think about anything, how they do, and how they think about the life's thing, and I know how they think, and I know how they behave, because you know I have experienced the childhood when I was a child. I know how they decide for something, for some problems, and when I want to relate to those persons, when I want to relate to people who are 5 years younger or 10 years younger than me, I should control my behavior with the experience that I had in the past when I was a child. And I should feel that emotions, and I should feel the situation that they are in. And then I should decide for them, and I should relate to them, and I should help them. After I think about that. So that was it. It was a bit long. 14 minutes. So that's it. I hope you enjoy it. I want to talk about something. I don't know, the only microphone I can record myself is the microphone of my tablet. And because of I walk all around our home, our house, there would be some noises, and I can't do anything. And of course, my earphone, my hands-free for recording sound, is worse than the microphone of my tablet, because when I when I walk, the hands-free would shake and would make a lot of noises. So I decide to record myself with the microphone of my tablet, so I don't have any options. That's it. I hope you enjoy it. 50 minutes and 30 seconds. That's enough. Bye.